Welcome to the Spencer Ryan Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Spencer Ryan Podcast. I want to thank all of you for being here, taking the time to listen to this podcast, even if you're in your car, if you're at work, if you're at home doing some work, you know, whatever the case may be. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It's my ultimate goal to make sure that I bring you guys the value that you deserve for giving me the time. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Spencer Ryan. I'm a freelance photographer and filmmaker. I actually do freelance work myself, and I also work for a local marketing agency producing short form content for social media for them as well. In addition to that, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you probably wouldn't know that I am an Instagram influencer. I've amassed around 34,000 followers. I've worked with companies like Ray-Ban, Tufted Needle, The Books Co. I've just done a bunch of brand work and pretty much put all of my photography that I feel deserves to be in my portfolio on that Instagram. So if you guys don't follow me, you know, my handle is at the Spencer Ryan. That's with one R, not two. You guys can follow me if you like. If not, you can just continue to listen to this podcast. It's all good. It's all gravy. Anyways, so on to the subject of today's podcast. This is a good topic, and I got this topic from a buddy of mine, Kevin Lee. Shout out to him in Australia. He's another content creator, and I'm super excited to talk about this because this is, I don't think this is anything I've ever talked about before. So this is going to be an exclusive for you guys on this podcast. And the topic is one piece of gear that I regret buying. That's deep. Because I have a lot of gear, guys. I have my Sony a6500, the Canon EOS M50, my Nikon D5200, bunch of lenses, some gimbals, some lights, some light panels. You know, it's just like the list goes on. But one piece of gear that I regret buying, and that's going to be the DJI Mavic Air. Don't get me wrong. If you don't know what it is, by the way, it's a drone. But don't get me wrong. It's a good drone. I actually did a YouTube video about it, a review from when I first got it. And I talked about a lot of the good points. I talked about some of the bad points as well. And yeah, it's just one of those things that I regret buying. And let me break it down to you why. Here's the thing, guys. The DJI Mavic Air is a lightweight, portable, efficient drone that you could pretty much pack up and take with you anywhere. And that's about it. That's as much as good stuff that I'm going to say about it right now on this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. It's a good drone. And if you're not familiar with drones, most of the time they work on like radio frequencies. So you'll have a controller and you'll have the drone and they communicate to each other by radio waves. And this drone is actually interesting because it's built on Wi-Fi technology. So it's called DJI's extended Wi-Fi technology. And so what happens is the controller actually connects to this drone on a Wi-Fi channel. And as you can imagine, like when you walk out of your house, you probably almost instantaneously lose Wi-Fi signal from your house. So even though that this is DJI's extended Wi-Fi tech, you can only imagine how far this can go. People say that it can go up to 2 miles, and I've seen videos about it, but I'll tell you right now, that's never happened to me, especially in a city environment. When you're flying a drone in a city environment, there's a lot of Wi-Fi interference, and so you'll lose connection basically around the time that you almost lose sight of the drone, which sucks because, you know, it's not like I could stand there and take video or pictures from my drone every time. Like I can't, I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't keep it within range of me all the time. That just wouldn't be practical. So one of the first issues I have with this drone is the distance that it can go. It immediately starts to get laggy. Sometimes it loses connection and it just, you can't go very far and that sucks. But, that's going to lead me into the second point about this drone that I'm not very fond of, and that's battery life. Battery life lasts me about 12 to 14 minutes on one battery. I had to buy an additional battery so that I could get a little bit more flight time, but as you can imagine, that still sucks because you have to bring it back and change the battery. Battery life is atrocious. I don't know. I guess it's very power heavy to run four propellers and a camera and stuff, which I get. Lots of computational processes in there too, so I understand that completely, but the battery life is atrocious. But the real reason, and this is the real reason why I regret buying this drone, is quality. So a lot of us have iPhones or Galaxy phones or smartphones, and when we whip it out, we start recording. Some of us can record in 4K, some of us 1080p, some of us 4K 60 frames a second, some of us 1080p 120 frames a second, 240 frames a second. And pretty much every time we do pull out our phone and start recording, it looks clear, crisp, good. It, you know, it's phone quality, but it's good. Now, the Mavic Air has a camera about the same size as the one on the back of your phone, if not a little bit bigger. And the camera quality is subpar compared to smartphones, in my opinion. Like, when I'm taking still shots, I don't remember what the actual megapixels are. I have to look it up. But when I'm taking still shots, it's like, there's so much lack of detail. It's a 12 megapixel CMOS sensor with an f2.8 lens. But it's just, man, it's bad. Like, I don't know. But when I'm taking still shots, it's just not good enough. And when it comes to video, which is what I do mainly, especially with my drone, it's just terrible. It's terrible low light performance. I mean, I could shoot in broad daylight at 100 ISO and still have noise in the shadows everywhere. It's terrible. Like, as a matter of fact, I'll probably do a YouTube video about this soon to show you guys the struggles that I'm dealing with, because I just went to the mountains. I just went to Asheville and Chimney Rock, and I flew my drone out there, and man, like, it was broad daylight with clouds, which is the best type of scenario for shooting. You know, like, clouds act as a natural diffuser, if you guys didn't know. So it's like the perfect natural light. And it was terrible. I have noise in every piece of footage shooting at 4K. And so I was just like, you know, like, the reason I regret buying this drone is because I could have saved up a little bit more money and forked it out for like a Mavic Pro, or even waited a little bit and got the Mavic 2 Pro. I know the Mavic Pro's sensor is actually a little bit inferior to the Mavic Air, so I don't even know if that would have been a good move, but at least I would have had better battery life and I would have had longer range. But I got the trifecta of issues with this drone. And don't get me wrong, I still love it. It's usable. It's usable. And if you need something small to take with you, it's definitely better than the DJI Spark, I'll tell you that. But it's just not where from a professional standpoint, as a professional photographer and video maker, it's just not where it needs to be. So I think that would probably be the biggest piece of gear I regret buying. Everything else I pretty much use on a daily basis, down to my gimbal, my lights, everything. Just this drone is just not that great. But I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. If you're listening in on Spotify or Apple Music right now, that's great. Thank you so much. If you're listening in on Anchor, you actually have the chance to send me audio messages. So I would love to get some feedback from you guys and maybe play it in the next podcast. And just kind of see if you guys have any drones out there. What's your experience? Do you have the Mavic Air? Do you like it? You know, just let me know if you're using Anchor, or even shoot me a DM on Instagram if you want to do that. And I'll be sure to mention you in the next podcast as well. But that's pretty much it. That's the biggest piece of gear that I regret buying. So that wraps up this podcast. I want to say thank you guys for listening. Quickly, don't leave yet. I want to tell you guys that I'm trying to get a lot more community based on this podcast. I'm going to have more creators interviewing on this podcast. I want to interview some creators, hear from them, have them, you know, help you give out some advice, some topics. And one thing that I really want to do at the end of each podcast, and with that said, I don't know if this is going to be daily or every other day or just when I can put it out, but I'm going to try and put it out as much as I can. But one thing I do want to do at the end of every podcast is feature a creator that I'm really fond of, someone that I really like their work. And so today's creator of the podcast is on Instagram, It's Who's Niraj. He's a photographer. Go follow him. Who's Niraj? WHOSNIRAJ. That's at Who's Niraj. This guy's work is so phenomenal. I mean, it's just like when you look at his grid, you see this amazing feed of just like, oh man, it's subtle oranges and subtle blue greenish in the shadows. I was actually watching a Netflix show. I was watching a Game of Thrones last night, and there was a specific scene that I don't remember. It was like cloudy and stuff, and I paused it and I looked at this guy's feed, and I was like, man, this guy's feed looks like it came straight out of Game of Thrones. It's amazing. It reminds me a lot of one of the larger creators out there, Alan Pallander, and I'm in love with his work too. But Who's Niraj, man? Shout out to you. You're doing an awesome job. Keep up the good work. So you are today's creator of the podcast. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Now, if you want to hear me stop talking, you could just cut the podcast. But you know, it's up to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me your time, guys. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I ask that you please do at @TheSpencerRyan. And if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, you know, might do you some good to do that as well and ring the bell so you get a notification when I drop a video like the one that I'm planning on dropping about this stupid Mavic Air. All things aside, guys, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.